morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up at the Extension Office. First and foremost, want to remind folks that we have the 4-H Fall Fest coming up this Sunday. Kickoff to National 4-H Week, which starts this Sunday the 5th and runs all the way through Saturday the following week. So make sure you wear your green and white and celebrate National 4-H Week starting October 5th. If you're interested in joining 4-H, we invite you to come out and join us for Fall Fest happening Sunday, this coming Sunday the 5th. From 5:30 to 7:30 at the Cass County Fairgrounds, we'll have games set up, a meal for folks to come out and enjoy, as well as information on joining 4-H and all of the projects available to 4-Hers. If you've wondered about joining 4-H, we'd love to have you stop by and say hi. If you want to join us for a meal, bring a camp chair and stay a while. We'll have a variety of members and leaders from across the county there to help kick off National 4-H Week in style. If you're interested in joining 4-H and you are in kindergarten through 12th grade, we'd love to have you stop by and learn more. Of course, if you are not able to stop by, you can still join 4-H. September and October is the beginning of the new 4-H year, and we are now taking new enrollments in all 4-H clubs across Cass County. For more information, you can stop by the Extension office, give us a call, or find a list of current 4-H clubs on the Cass County Extension website. Something else we have going on, ISU Extension is excited to be reintroducing the Acreage Living newsletter. The first issue came out this week for fall 2014. This quarterly newsletter will hit on topics unique to folks living on acreages or farmland that maybe have to deal with some issues that other folks don't. For the inaugural 2014 fall issue, topics include fall tips to ensure a healthy green yard in the spring, managing fall pests, figuring out well water issues, conserving bees in a small acreage farm, establishing a backyard poultry flock, preserve the taste of summer, a program that helps folks learn how to safely can and preserve or freeze a variety of backyard produce, from fruits to vegetables to even wild game and meats. And finally, of course, in our Acreage newsletter, we have a little bit of information about National 4-H Week. We'll get into some of those topics, but if you'd like to receive the Acreage Living newsletter, we encourage you to go on the ISU Extension website and search for Acreage Living. They pop up a link there where you can subscribe to have that emailed to you whenever a new one is released, or you can just browse it online and define topics that are of interest to you. If you don't have a computer or would rather get the newsletter in person, give us a call at the Cass County Extension office. We'd be happy to put you on a mailing list for when that newsletter does come out and send that directly to you by mail. If you'd like to get a hold of us at the Extension office, you can give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop by the Cass County Extension office, located directly north of the Cass County Community Center, right there on the Cass County Fairgrounds at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. And of course, you can always find us online anytime. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension, and you can find our website with information on upcoming programs. And we also encourage you to follow us on Facebook if you have a Facebook page for lots of photos as well as the information about upcoming programs, registration, reminders, and things like that. Now, digging in a little more to the topics covered in this month's Acreage newsletter, tips to ensure a healthy yard in the spring. Get a lot of questions this time of year as things are starting to brown up a little bit. How long do I have to keep mowing? And part of the answer is what type of grass do you have? For Kentucky bluegrass, you can mow at about 2 to 2.5 inches. When cooler weather, such as this, when high temperature or under stress, you want to mow that at about 2.5 to 3 inches. That changes a little bit if you have a perennial ryegrass or finely fescue. Fescue, you can mow a little bit shorter, and that should be just fine. A note that many lawns are mixed species, so you would want to use the higher of the two recommendations. Also, folks asking how often they should mow. Using a weekly schedule doesn't usually work because the weather varies greatly from week to week. The type of grass, time of year, and rainfall are all factors that will influence the rate of growth of your grass, which in turn dictates approximately when you should mow. During the spring, of course, your lawn grows at a much faster rate and will require more frequent mowing. As fall approaches, the tissue growth slows and more plant resources are focused towards heading to the root system. As a general rule, mow as often as needed so you're not mowing off more than 1/3 of the total leaf area. If you're maintaining your lawn at 3 inches, you want to mow it before it reaches 4.5 inches so you're not removing more than 1/3 of the total leaf area. We've mentioned this before, but this is the time of year if you're wanting to control your perennial broadleaf weeds. These would include dandelions and other common pests, if you will, in the yard. Applying a broadleaf herbicide in the fall from late September to early November, these broadleaf weeds will be transporting the carbohydrates and energy from the leaves down to the roots in preparation for winter. And if you apply at the right time, the leaves will carry that broadleaf herbicide all the way down to the roots, where it will kill the plants off at the root system. The most effective broadleaf herbicide products are a mixture of 2 or 3 herbicides, so make sure you check the active ingredients and look for active ingredients such as 2,4-D, dicamba, triclopyr, MCPP, and quinclorac. Also, remember that some broadleaf herbicides may affect new seedlings. To avoid damage, wait to apply those herbicides until new grass seedlings have been mowed 2 or 3 times. For lots more information on all the things mentioned in the new farm monthly newsletter, give us a call at the Extension office, stop in and say hi, or find us online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.